Welcome to the Manifest With Me podcast. I'm your host, Kira Dickinson, social media expert, manifestation coach, and multiple six-figure entrepreneur. But more important than any external labels is my why for being here, which is to remind you that anything is possible and you're so much more powerful than you know. Let this be your space to transform your mindset, reset your energy, and manifest all that you desire. Now let's get started. Hello, friends. Welcome to or welcome back to the Manifest With Me podcast. Today, this episode is dedicated to you, the amazing, beautiful soul who knows that you're destined for something more than what you currently see in your reality. Destined to live a big, beautiful, abundant life rather than a quote unquote regular, ordinary, or realistic one. And this is a message that I think every single person listening needs to hear right freaking now. Because you guys, we have so many amazing, talented, wonderful listeners of this podcast, and a lot of you guys message me on Instagram saying that you want to do things like be your own boss, build and grow your business, write that book, start that podcast, show up on social media, live your purpose, and share your gifts with this world. And basically, you guys want to do all of these amazing things. You have so much passion for it. And most importantly, you know that it's in alignment with your soul's purpose. And yet, despite that, you find it difficult to take the first step and put yourself out there because you wait and you wait and you wait and you wait for the quote unquote right time before you can just do it. Because let's be real, and I totally get it. Change is scary. The unknown is scary. We see this new lifestyle, these big goals, these aspirations and dreams, and then we get scared because it forces us out of our comfort zone. And what happens when we step out of our comfort zone? Our minds and our bodies freak out and we go into danger, danger, danger mode. It turns on survival mode and then we sabotage our success in favor of safety and security. Does this sound familiar, you guys? Because I'm sure that you guys can relate to this in one way or another. I know that I can relate to this on so many levels throughout my own journey. And so what's wild is that even when you finally decide to put yourself out there to take that leap of faith, once you end up facing your first hardship or challenge or feel even the slightest bit of resistance on this new path, because let's be real, there's going to be plenty of this on the path to success. But when this happens, we tend to get scared and we tend to make it mean that this new path isn't right for us and that we're not good enough to do it and that we will eventually fail. So let's talk about that today, because what if instead of seeing this new journey that you want to start as a threat to your safety and survival, you can see it as something that is good, that is beneficial to you? And I know some of you guys might be thinking, duh, Kira, of course I want that. Of course I want the $1 million business, the $1 million house, the 10 clients, the dream job. And what I have to say to that is that it doesn't matter what your guys' conscious mind wants, you guys, because if your subconscious mind sees danger, then it's going to do everything possible to steer you away from that. And that is why, you guys, when I talk about manifestation, when I talk about up-leveling your life, when I am talking to you guys, when I am coaching you guys, we do it on both levels, the conscious and the subconscious, so that we can integrate those two rather than battle one against the other. So friends, there is a lot that I'm really excited to talk about today, but before we get into that, I want to quickly share some of your guys' community manifestation success stories. And I know, you guys, I'm very behind on sharing the manifestation success stories. You guys have been pouring in all of these amazing stories, so I want to thank each and every one of you so, so much, especially those who have shared thus far, and I will try my best to share as many as possible throughout these next few episodes. So you guys, the first story that I want to share is from one of our lovely listeners, Alice, who wrote to me on Instagram saying, "Hey Kira, I've recently done your money manifestation visualization and I've reported to you that I really, really liked it and I would like to expand it a bit further now because I somehow feel like I manifested something different, but different in the best way I could imagine. So for this, you need to know that I have been struggling with an eating disorder for a very long time and I feel like your podcast has really helped me in this situation. Anyway, I have this visual picture of my eating eating disorder. And when you told us to put our worries and our limiting beliefs in that box during your visualization and let it be carried away by our spiritual team and let them take care of it, I pictured my eating disorder in that box and it being carried away. And ever since then, things just started to get better. I have not been struggling as much and I feel better in general, not just mentally, but also physically. I'm happier and more present and I'm falling back in love with life again. So I wanted to thank you once again for that manifestation and let you know that I really appreciate your work. And oh my gosh, I know we already chatted about this on Instagram, but I just want to reiterate that this is such a beautiful story, Alice. Thank you again so much for sharing your experiences, and I am sending you so much love. And for anyone else who wants the free money manifestation visualization that she was talking about, all that I ask is that you go ahead and rate the podcast 5 stars on Spotify/Apple, only if it feels aligned, and then DM me your screenshot of the rating, and I will get you set up ASAP. And all of the information is in the show notes, so feel free to check that out as well. So the second story that I want to share is from the lovely Lily. So originally, Lily had shared the podcast on Instagram, and I had thanked her for sharing, and she let me know that she was actually currently in the process of manifesting Taylor Swift Eras tickets, and that she would keep me updated with how it went. And then you guys, 7 days later, she messaged me on Instagram saying, OMG, Kira, you won't believe it. It has been literally 7 days since I said it out loud that I want the Eras ticket. And since then, I have been presented with opportunity after opportunity, but nothing felt right. It was either too expensive or it felt like a scam or just a gut feeling. And today, it is literally 12:15 a.m. as I write this to you, I went on one of the resale websites to check one last time and there was a free ticket. I am so, so, so happy and I wanted to share this with you. Also, I saw the angel numbers 111 and 1454 and I checked because you always mention angel numbers in the podcast and it actually worked. I cannot describe how happy I am. Oh my gosh, Lily, I am so excited. I have actually been blasting the song Don't Blame Me by Taylor Swift on repeat. So I am so excited for you to see her in person. I hope she plays that for you guys and sending so much love. And you guys, last but not least, the third amazing story that I want to share with you all is from one of my dear friends, Octavia, who sent me a voice message on Instagram talking about how after being so frustrated with rejection after rejection, she started listening to my podcast right after we met. And then you guys, she ended up securing 6 figures in funding for her startup. And so after I heard that, I was like, oh my gosh, I need to hear everything. So we ended up on FaceTime and it was just so incredible and amazing hearing her journey and how she was able to shift her energy to the point where her husband had noticed. And he apparently doesn't follow manifestation or the spiritual woo-woo stuff at all. And he had actually called out how freaking magnetic she's been lately and just how much of a high vibe she's been on. So I want to thank you so much for sharing your story, Octavia. I know I can't give too much away yet since you're very early in the startup process, but I'm very excited to share more as it comes out. And as much as I would love to take credit for your 6-figure money manifestation, that was all freaking you. So you guys, friendly reminder, if you have any manifestation success stories that you want to share, go ahead and DM them to me on Instagram. I would love to hear and share more of your story. And you guys, if you are interested in ever doing one-on-one manifestation and mindset coaching with me, the application is in the show notes. I would love to hear from you and I would love to integrate all of these amazing subconscious reprogramming, RRT, and hypnosis tools that I have been using myself. Oh, you guys, before I forget, I literally just had a manifestation happen to me in the past 2 hours. So basically today, I was going to the skating rink and one of my girlfriends, Candace, had texted our skating group chat saying that she has handmade gifts for everyone. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I was expecting it to be like a cookie or a brownie or something sweet. And so I get there and she had crocheted the cutest little animals for every single person. And she had an exact reason as to why each animal went with each person. And so for me, she gave me the cutest little elephant. And I had asked her what she used to crochet. And it was apparently this kit from this company called Woobles. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. But I was like, oh my God, this is so adorable. And she was telling me how much she loves the company and their little crochet kits. And so I was like, okay, amazing. And so then you guys, after our skating session, I got an email from the company Woobles. Again, hope I'm pronouncing it correctly. And they want to pay me to do a TikTok video with one of their crocheting kits. So I'm so excited. Also, it was just like so funny and so random because it happened literally within the same 2 hours. I was like, oh wow, this is fantastic. So I'm really excited for that and just wanted to share because it goes to show that manifestations are happening at all times and the universe is always dropping little hints and previews of what is to come. All right, now let's get into today's episode. So fun fact, you guys, and perfect example to actually start us off with, this episode was specifically inspired by one of our lovely listeners, Mimi, who wrote to me on Instagram telling me about how she's super excited to start a podcast and to use her voice to share her truth with this world in hopes of it helping others who might be on a similar journey of personal development and of spiritual growth. But she's been noticing that there's a lot of resistance and fear coming up when she thinks about doing it, which, by the way, you guys, totally normal, also a part of the process. And I just love the voice message that she sent to me because you could pick up on her passion, her genuine desire to do this, to want to go out there, to start this podcast, to help a bunch of people. And so basically, I told her, wait, I feel like so many other people are struggling with this right now, and I would actually love to address this in a longer format because, sure, DMs are great and all, but there's only so much you can say in a little word box. So you guys, here we are. Because as you guys know, the people that I am most passionate about helping, the people that I feel like I've had the most success helping, are purpose-driven creatives and entrepreneurs or aspiring entrepreneurs who want to use their gifts, passions, and energy to truly make an impact on this world and to do it in a way that is in alignment rather than from force or hustle energy. Specifically, the people that I love helping are those that want to claim their success by being magnetic rather than chasing, because they know that their manifestations come from a place of attraction, from being in alignment, from being in flow with universal source energy. Because you guys, I say this all the time, and I will say this time and time again, but I want you all to know that the universe would not be giving you this desire, this dream, if you were not meant to act on it. Again, the universe would not show you a dream if it didn't have every single intention of giving it to you. Like, you guys, one of the biggest game-changing realizations for me happened when I finally understood that every single desire that we have it for a reason. And I'm not talking about those intrusive thoughts like, oh, I wonder what would happen if I touched the Mona Lisa at the museum, or I really want to chip off this peeling paint right now, or chip off my nail polish. No, I'm talking about your soul's desires, those things that keep on coming back and coming back and coming back to you no matter how hard you try and escape them or rationalize why it's too unrealistic or too impossible for you. Okay, so we're talking about these desires that are coming from a place of love, coming from a place of abundance and service rather than from a place of lack and escapism. So for example, I always knew that when it came to my career, I wanted freedom more than anything, especially after growing up in this environment where I felt so boxed in, caged in, and pressure to follow this rigid path. Of course, initially, my whole desire was just to get the heck away from that, to spread my wings and fly out. So with that being said, I always knew that I wanted to have a job in which I could be creative, I could set my own schedule, I could be free, and I could have a positive impact on this world. And although it sounds cliche, I knew that while going through school, something fell off. And I always had this feeling that I was being funneled to the next step and the next step and the next step. But I also never really questioned it that much because I was good at school. You know, I got good grades, I did well, the teachers liked me. And so I was like, okay, yeah, like that became an important part of my self-worth, of my identity. Like, you guys, I constantly felt pressured to do well in school, to do all the extracurriculars, get good grades, get into a good university, study hard, get a good job, make six figures, save for retirement, work my way up the corporate ladder, and the list could go on and on and on. And I'm not trying to say, you guys, that this is not important or this is some horrible way of life. No, like the main theme here is that that was just not my genuine desire. It was someone else's desire placed on me. So I was trying to force myself to walk on this path rather than allow myself to flow with my true desires. So as I walked this said conventional path and I worked hard throughout university and climbed up the corporate ladder, I found myself on the side doing what felt like these forbidden things, like getting my coaching certification, learning these quote unquote unscientific modalities like hypnosis, NLP, and continuing my manifestation practice almost in secret, you guys, because at the time it wasn't as big of a thing as it is now. I think I could only talk manifestation at the time with like my boyfriend and my best friend, and that was it. And throughout all of this, I thought to myself, the dream for me is just to be the best version of myself, to be the most abundant, highest expansion version of myself, and in doing so, inspire and help others do the same. And of course, at the time, the rational part of me was like, okay, Kira, but how are you gonna make money doing that? LOL, don't be ridiculous. And so I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna practice what I preach here. The how is not my job. My only job is to be open and be receptive to taking inspired action and prioritize being in alignment with my desires. So you guys, long story short, but fast forward to today. Little Kira would be so freaking proud because that is exactly what I do. Not only do I make more money than what I thought was possible for me and that I made in my 9-to-5, but more importantly than any of that, I feel like I'm finally living in alignment with my true strengths, passions, and purpose. And I know that sounds cliche, but I knew, you guys, that I had to do this, that I wanted to do this because I wanted to be an example of what is possible for you all. And it's not to say that it's all been easy, breezy, beautiful, because there have been so many times that I wanted to give it all up, and there's still are so many times that I feel like that. Like, you guys, this week I was just going through a mega low, rock bottom, huge slump, and I had said to my boyfriend, oh my gosh, should I just give it all up, go back to a 9-to-5, or should I just be a stay-at-home dog mom, stay-at-home girlfriend? Like, I don't want to do any of this anymore. And of course, he's the best and just let me have my pity party, let me be a train wreck for a little bit, and then reminded me, absolutely not. This is not what you came here to do. Let's get you back on track. So, my beautiful, amazing friends, what I want you to know is that whatever you are wanting to manifest right now, whatever future is calling to you, just know that this desire has chosen you. Okay? What if you thought of it like this? You do not choose your desires choose you. If you notice that a desire resonates with you, just that simple awareness of having that desire is with you for a reason, and it's because the universe gave it to you as a preview of what's to come. It's like when you watch movie trailers before the movie comes out. The universe is constantly giving you little trailers and little trailers and little trailers, except when you get these trailers, you're like, oh, what is this? This is some magical thing. This could never happen. And you doubt it. You doubt that vision. You doubt that future. Versus when you see a movie trailer in the movie theaters, you're never like, oh, well, that sounds like a really good movie, but I don't think it's ever gonna come out. No, you're just like, oh yeah, I'm looking forward to whenever that comes out in the future, and I'm gonna love it. And here's another way to think about it. The universe has plugged the destination into your GPS system. And even though it says that it's a 17-hour drive away, the GPS knows exactly how to get you there. You don't need to worry about the how. You don't need to worry about what freeway you're going to take in 8 hours or what left turn you're going to take after this turn. You will know exactly where and when you need to turn, where and when you need to go. And even if you stray off course, no matter how many times you might do so, that GPS system will recalibrate the best way to get back on track. And I love this way of thinking about it because if we think of it like this, you know, before we start something, so many of us want to have the plan of action. Okay, what's step one? What's step two? What's step three? Because we want to know that we won't fail. We want to maximize the wins and minimize the losses. We want to prevent risks at all costs. But you guys, when you put in a destination on Google Maps, how many of you guys actually pull up every single step and read every single little line item before you start driving? No, because chances are you plug an address into Google Maps and then you just click start and you follow. You go step by step, road by road, turn by turn, and trust that the GPS will bring you to your destination without having to read all the 50 steps and turns and highways and everything in advance. And just like a GPS guiding you to a destination, I want you to know that there's not just one path to your dream. In fact, there are infinite possibilities as to how you might get there. That's why you don't ever have to feel pressured to follow in someone else's footsteps. It's because that journey was specifically for them. And this uncharted journey, although scary, although unknown, is specifically for you. The universe will take you there, but you just gotta be willing to start the GPS and get on the path. Because you lead and the universe follows. It's like a beautiful tango, a dance, if you will. And although, yes, you can keep waiting and waiting and waiting for the right time and the right circumstances until the stars are all aligned. But you guys, I will say, if you do that, you're just gonna keep on waiting. You're just gonna manifest more waiting because I hate to break it to you, but it's my job. I gotta tell you that right moment will never exist. And you guys, even when you think that the odds are stacked against you, if you have that desire, I want you to know that if you have that desire, it means there is a way. And instead of wasting energy, wasting gas, driving around in circles, trying to convince yourself not to do it, what would happen if you released resistance and made it a priority to find that way, to find the start line, to find the starting point, and just start going. All right, friends, that is it for now. And I want to point out that if at any point throughout this episode you feel like you consciously knew everything we discussed today, it made sense, but you guys are still feeling some resistance, then it could be a sign that there might be some unconscious reprogramming to do. So if that's something you're interested in, I would love to help you. And I invite you to apply to my one-on-one coaching container where we will address both conscious and subconscious blockers to your success to help you own your power, share your gifts with this world, and get divinely compensated in doing so. The link is in the show notes. I can't wait to see your application. And thank you so much for listening. I will talk to you all next time.